Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, January 25th, 2022. Stand up for your country. Very pleased you're with us. And violent crime is the subject of our talking points memo this evening. So this all accelerated. We've always had violent crime in America ever since the Pilgrims were here. But it really accelerated on May 25th, 2020. Okay? That's when George Floyd was killed by the police in Minneapolis in front of the whole nation. Since that time, violence has skyrocketed, and there are a number of reasons why. And the first reason was that the riots that followed all throughout the United States sent a signal to criminals that they can get away with it, because they saw people blowing up police stations, assaulting police, looting, and nothing happened to those people. So the visual images that people saw on television sent that signal: you can commit a crime, nothing's going to happen to you. The combination of that with the very permissive, progressive left law enforcement people, usually district attorneys, who wouldn't prosecute, didn't want to prosecute what they call low-level or nonviolent crimes, the combination made it a open zone for criminals, particularly in the big cities, to do what they want. You add to that the drug culture. This is particularly true in Chicago, New York, and L.A., where the violent criminals who control the street narcotics industry are all armed. They have to be, because if they're not, other criminals will take their money and their drugs. So they're all armed. It's narcotics driven. People don't understand that. Yes, there are burglars and there are muggers who have guns, but not nearly to the level of the drug traffickers. They are all armed. And in many jurisdictions, the DAs don't want to prosecute those drug dealers. They think it's a nonviolent offense and it shouldn't be going to court and people shouldn't be going to prison. Now, underlying all of this, and what I've told you is indisputable, if somebody denies anything that I've told you up to this point, they are not being truthful. Underlying all of this is the progressive belief that America is a bad country, that its justice system is racist, and that the police want to hurt minorities. All three of those things: bad country, justice, the justice situation racist, and the cops actively go and look to hurt minorities. That is what the progressive movement believes. Okay? So they, of course, fight against that. That's the defund police, all of that. Now, the Black Lives Matter outfit understands what I just told you about the progressive movement. So they immediately, after George Floyd was killed, mobilized to attack the criminal justice system in America. And they were successful in doing so, because the media sided with the Black Lives Matter movement. That intimidated anyone who would oppose it, because they were immediately branded racists, and the media would back that up. So if you opposed Black Lives Matter, you were a racist because of George Floyd. Now, subsequently, because of reporting by me and others, we know now, but we didn't know then, that the Black Lives Matter movement is a Marxist movement that wants an overthrow of the American government. That's what they want. That's what they're in business to do. Still, the media won't report that. Still, to this day, you'll never get that on the networks, ever. Corporate media is not going to tell you that, but it's just absolutely true. So in cities like New York, where I live, all right, which was once a safe place, 8 million people, but it was relatively safe, is now dangerous. So under Rudy Giuliani and Michael Bloomberg, all right, for decades, the city was safe because it was aggressive against crime. The police arrested the criminals and they went to prison. No longer. Now we have a guy named Alvin Bragg, who's the DA, the new DA. And he says, dope dealing, I'm not prosecuting it at the lower level. Even if you have a gun and you go into a deli or any store, you point the gun at the person, take the person's money, I'm not going to charge you with a felony. I'm going to charge you with a misdemeanor. Now, Bragg is not long, and I'll explain that a little bit more later. He's not going to get away with this because now we have police officers being shot in New York City, horrible situations. The tide is turning against him, but not so much in other places. San Francisco, the DA there is on a recall basis. That vote will be in June, Chesa Boudin. Los Angeles, George Gascon simply won't enforce the law. He may be recalled. Larry Craster in Philadelphia, reelected. Craster's not going to enforce the law. Okay. Kimberly Fox in Chicago, you all know her. Okay. Obviously not going to enforce it. I mean, this woman is so out there that she said, I'm not going to really track down the people involved in this drug shootout because both sides had guns. That's what she said. It was a fair fight. Never mind the babies and the children that might be caught in a crossfire. Okay. Detroit, Dana Nessel. Boston, Rachel Rollins. Rachel Rollins in Boston. I'm not going to, you know, if you sell heroin on the street, that's okay. That's okay. Fentanyl, go right ahead. Not going to prosecute. Wesley Bell in St. Louis. Jose Garza in Austin, Texas. Stephanie Morales in Portsmouth, Virginia. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. So no matter how good the police are, if you're not going to get prosecuted, criminals are going to commit crimes. That's what they do. All right. Now, here's the real kicker on all of this. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer. So the FBI does not have 2021 stats out yet. They'll come in the next month or so. But in 2020, in the middle of COVID, okay, there was a record amount of murders, up 30% 2020 over 19, okay? And people getting shot all over the place. Who were those people? 53% African-American murdered, 53%. They are 13% of the population, 42% white. That includes Hispanics. Now, why are so many more African-Americans being murdered? Because they are in the neighborhoods that are awash with narcotics. See, my neighborhood isn't. Those people couldn't operate here where I live. But in the poorer neighborhoods, they're all over the place. And that's why African-Americans are being murdered. So you would think the progressive movement, Black Lives Matter, that say they want equity for African-Americans, they want privilege for minorities, would then crack down on so many minorities being murdered, right? No. No. Now, a guy like Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, and he took over from a terrible DA, Cy Vance, awful. But Bragg is worse. In his mind, the entire criminal justice system is racist. And therefore, he's trying to break it all down by himself, going against the legislature of the state, which makes the laws. So he said, I don't care what the law is. I'll prosecute what I want. He could be removed by the governor, Hochul, but she'll never do it because she's a progressive. Okay, so summing up, we have a terrible violent crime problem in America. Terrible. And the power structure now is going to keep that going. The only solution is for voters to get rid of these progressive people. Will they? I don't have any confidence they will. As I said, Larry Krasner, who is a loon, reelected as district attorney in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia's got violent crime through the roof. It's dangerous to walk in the city of brotherly love after dark. Dangerous to walk in Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, not so much Staten Island, but the other four after dark. San Francisco's ruined. LA, your life isn't worth anything in certain neighborhoods. That's where we are, and that is a Talking Points memo. Now to react, Lowell Sidney joining us from Miami, Florida. He worked at the Kings County DA's office for 4 years here in New York. He's now a defense attorney in the city and on Long Island. Am I making any mistakes here, counselor?
No, you got it right. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you said that. I thought about that Talking Points memo in a very precise way. I don't think anything I said is untrue. I don't think it can be refuted in any way. So now we have thousands of people across the country being murdered, most of them African-American. Why do you think we don't hear from the Congressional Black Caucus or the Al Sharpton group? Why don't we hear from them?
I think a big part of the problem is that it doesn't suit the narrative. We have to just keep on going more and more progressive, and no matter what the results or data shows, we have to just, if it fails, it's because we didn't go too far left, far left enough. Someone like Alvin Bragg, my understanding is he's on the board of Legal Aid, which is a fine institution, but I like a district attorney to be law and order oriented, not worried so much about the rights of a convicted felon. You know, I have more compassion for the victims of a violent felon than for the actual convicted defendant.
You know, as you know better than anyone, there are evil people on this planet. And it's not society's fault. It's just evil embedded in them. And they will hurt you and kill you. When you have a law enforcement structure that looks away from that, that denies that, okay, that says, no, that's not the problem. The country itself is the problem. You have anarchy. Now, in your experience in Brooklyn, it is absolutely unfair to the good people who live in Brownsville and the poor neighborhoods in Brooklyn when these drug gangs run those neighborhoods, and there is very little being done to help those poor people. Or am I wrong?
You're not wrong. In your before, when you were mentioning how it's not affecting, let's just say, the Upper East Side of Manhattan, it's only affecting poor neighborhoods with a lot of minorities. And these are policies that are just only affecting them. And again, it's not safe for them to walk around their own streets. And the people that they elected who they thought are on their side are really just a cancer to society at large.
But that situation is replayed on the south side of Chicago, in the east end of LA, you name it, it's replayed. You don't see mass demonstrations against the drug gangs You don't see demonstrations against the lenient district attorneys. The people do not mobilize in a public way against them. Why?
The media isn't televising it.
I don't think it's happening, though, Castle. I don't think it's happening. I'd know if it was happening. I don't think it's happening.
Well, right. It's not, you know, I just think the people only know what they see on TV. Most people get their news from legacy media. And you really have to dig deep in any newspaper to find about it.
No, but you're talking about people who are living it.
Right.
So where are the people rising up in the neighborhoods that are unbelievably dangerous? They don't rise up. Are they afraid to do that? Where are the preachers? Where are the clerics in those neighborhoods? Where? I don't know where. I never see any demonstrations against this horror.
I agree, and I think that's part of the problem. I think that, you know, that there is no way to rise. And you know, talking about a DA like Alvin Bragg, you know, we hear a lot about it from the left about voter suppression. But as you know, Bill, New York City is a great example of voter suppression. It's a one-party rule. So the primary determines who's going to win. And for something like district attorney, there's really not enough of a groundswell. So whoever gets the political machinery and unions on their side is virtually nominated.
I think it's fear. From what I understand, if you go out in a poor neighborhood that's run by drug gangs and you start to scream, we want the police to clean up the drug gang's going to hurt you and your family. And that's why nobody does it. Last word.
No, I think you've hit it on the nail. I think the problem is the leaders, I think, are supposed to lead. And we're hearing from, you know, everyone from the vice president when she was trying to bail out rioters during last summer or the summer before 2020, that it becomes acceptable for them.
It's horrible. And I don't know. I don't know if it's ever going to stop now. Some cities will, and New York may, after the police were shot over the weekend. Maybe it'll come back, but we'll see. Counselor, thanks very much for taking the time. I really appreciate the conversation. Thank you again.
All right,
let's get to President Biden. New poll from Harvard and Harris, online poll. Do you think Joe Biden's doing a good job? Approved 39%, disapproved 53%. I guess the others don't know. If you don't know now, you're never going to know. But that contrasts the Fox News poll yesterday had Biden's approval rating at 47. So Fox News, 47, Harvard Harris, 39. Okay, who knows? I'm not doing the polling. So the big story, and by the way, President Biden had nothing on his schedule today. Some of you wrote in and said, I hope you're going to continue to give the president's schedule. We will. He had nothing on his schedule. That's because I guess he's trying to figure out what to do about Peter Doocy. So Peter Doocy is a White House correspondent for Fox News. And he asks gotcha questions to the Biden administration because nobody else is ever going to do that in the White House press corps. I like Doocy. I think he's a good, gutsy reporter. So yesterday, Biden took a few questions after an event, and here's what happened. Go.
What do you think President Biden placed back? Do you think he placed it for political liability?
What a stupid son of a
Okay, if you didn't hear that clearly, do you think inflation is a political liability going into the midterms? And Biden goes, what a stupid SOB. That's something I would have said. I got to be honest. I would have said it if I were president or anybody else, because it's, with all due respect to Mr. Doocy, it's a gotcha question. It's not a smart question. The way you ask that question is, Mr. President, how worried are you that inflation is going to badly damage your party in November? That's the way to ask the question. Are you worried at a level of 10? 5, 1, are you worried about it? Because if you ask somebody, do you think inflation is a political liability? What are they going to say? No. So I'm suggesting that Mr. Ducey and every other White House correspondent think about the framing of their questions. I'm not justifying Mr. Biden's SOB remark. I'm just saying I would have done it. So I won't be a hypocrite here. You know, when I hear a stupid question, I go, no, SOB is not an FU, okay? But anyway, because it became a huge story, Mr. Biden then called Mr. Ducey and said, hey, I'm sorry about the SOB. It's not personal. Is Biden sorry? Not really. He's not sorry. He doesn't like Ducey or Fox News. They torture him. So that's what happened there. Washington Post, I don't know what else to say, okay? So I do know this for a fact. The left, committed left, and that's the Washington Post leadership, they don't know what to do about Biden. New York Times doesn't know what to do about him. They know he's screwing up, but they don't know how to handle it, okay? So a little hint was given yesterday when a woman named Jennifer Rubin wrote a column in the Post. She's a columnist for that newspaper. Okay, here's what she said, quote, put it on up. Perhaps Mr. Biden has absorbed the advice of many Democrats. Don't talk about failure or things you cannot achieve. You might not know it from the media coverage, but his first year still remains among the strongest of any modern president. Now, that is simply delusional, all right? That's not true. And anybody who would say that couldn't possibly back it up. And you could hit that person with 10 things that are going wrong because of Joe Biden. Now, if you want a very entertaining evening, Google Bill O'Reilly, Jennifer Rubin, and see how I dismantled that woman a few years back. It's very instructive and amusing. Okay, so that sent to me a message that the left is going to circle, the cliche is circle the wagons. I don't think they have any wagons anymore, but they're going to try to protect Biden by absolutely saying, oh no, he's great. He's great, you just don't understand. That's what I think the strategy is, because there is no other strategy. Okay, stock market is crazy. And, you know, most Americans hold stock. In fact, the market has never been down this much, 16 trading days into a year, ever. Now, that's because of Putin saber-rattling, and he may start a war. It'd be more of an economic war than a shooting war, and tomorrow we'll have a talking points on that, and Mr. Biden's incompetence. But the stock market, if it continues to decline, will become a bigger issue than inflation because, as I said, most people have IRAs and retirement and education funds and all of this. So if you have the twin towers of inflation and a declining stock market, that's it. Because the economy, far and away, the most important issue in this country. Okay? On the Putin front, I have said I don't think he's going to go in. I'm holding to that, but I could be wrong. He could go into a very small portion of southern Ukraine. Remember, he seized Crimea in 2014, and President Obama didn't do anything. Nothing. In fact, Obama basically said to the Russians, hey, once I'm reelected, don't worry about it, because whatever. To be fair, Trump was friendly to Putin. He was. But Putin did not saber rattle under Trump. And we dealt with that in the history tour. Anyway, I am going to get into this Ukraine thing tomorrow in a very interesting way. I think you'll appreciate it. So I hope you're with us. On the COVID front, A judge in New York State has ruled Governor Hochul's statewide mask mandate unconstitutional in New York State. The judge, Thomas Rademacher, says governor can't do that. She has got to go through the legislature to make a law mandating masks in New York State, which is true. I did this commentary on the radio today. It's true. You can't just say, oh, you got to wear a purple shirt because that will ward off COVID or whatever. You know, you can't. So anyway, no more masks in New York. COVID decline in New York State, 68% down from 2 weeks ago here. Remember, this was one of the first places where Omicron hit. It hit, it hurt, and now it's leaving. This, I believe, will be the trend in all of the country. I have predicted on this program that by Valentine's Day, it's coming up fast, about 3 weeks, that COVID will be on the decline once again here, because it comes in hard and it leaves fast. South Africa is the model for that. So let's get into the sporting community. There's some political madness there. You know that. NFL ratings, by the way, the highest ever because people are in. They're afraid of COVID. So they're watching the football. That's why. And the games, I mean, this weekend were, whoa, you know, pretty entertaining. So many in the sports world are liberal. Many more than I thought. It's divided, but many are. One of the biggest liberals is a man named Greg Popovich, who is the coach of the San Antonio Spurs. And he's a good coach. Not having a great year. And the last 3 years have been rough for Popovich. I think he's 73 or 74 years old. But he's a real lefty. And he blends politics into his sports stuff. Roll the tape.
You know, we have two senators that seem to not be able to understand the gravity of this situation. And it's for political reasons. And they must think that we're stupid or they just don't care or both. But we're in such a dangerous situation right now that it's hard to know how to go forward.
We're not in a dangerous situation right now. Okay, that's not true. The big danger is violent crime and on the economy. Now, there's Popovich wearing a little logo for the Spurs in a press conference to talk about basketball, and he's dropping left-wing bombs. So I'm in the press corps. My hand goes up. Coach, I have a couple of questions. Number one, why do you oppose voter ID? Simple question. Did anybody ask it? Nope. Number two, as you know, Coach, Mark Zuckerberg poured about $430 million into voting precincts, primarily Democrats. Do you believe private money should be used to influence elections? Yes or no? Come in. Easy questions, simple questions. I mean, a giant, massive political intellect like Greg Popovich should be able to, like this. But no, you never get it. You never get it because the sports reporters down in San Antonio, that's, and then, you know, even if Popovich is speaking in the White House, you think the White House press corps would ask those questions to him? No. That's the real danger in this country. That's why things are going so crazy here. All right. You may know this guy, Andy Ngo, N-G-O. We had him on the No Spin News. And he is an anti-Antifa guy. And that far-left crew beat him up in Portland, Oregon. So he goes around to colleges to speak about his experience being attacked by Antifa. Legitimate, correct? I mean, you got thousands of speakers going around telling college students how bad the country is, how racist it is. Can't Andy Ngo go around and relate his experience? Apparently not at Dartmouth. So he was booked to speak there in person. They canceled him in person. They put him online 2 hours before his speech was to begin. The reason, Antifa threatened the school, Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. So the school said, ooh, because of safety issues, we have to cancel Mr. Ngo and put him on virtual. That's so cowardly. Just hire security. Antifa's not going to burst in if you have security there. They're not going to do it. But no. Okay. So if you have to fly, it's not good. Weather, COVID, not good. And here are the 10 worst airports, or 8 worst airports. 8. Here they are. Newark Liberty, the worst. 28% of flights delayed. LaGuardia in New York, 26%. San Francisco, 23% delayed. Boston, 23% delayed. Dallas, Fort Worth, 22%. Fort Lauderdale, 21%. Orlando, 21%. And JFK, again in New York, 21%. So if you go to Newark, and you're nuts if you do, a third of the flights there, and that's, you know, they give you a lot of wiggle room here. If you notice on your flight schedule, say you want to fly New York to Miami. That's a 2 hour, 50 minute flight, 250, okay, in the air. Well, they'll build in another 90 minutes because they know they're not going to get out of time and they may have to circle. So if they hit, you tack the 90 on the 250, if they come under that, they're on time. Oh, jeez. All right. Also in Florida, Volusia County, that's Daytona Beach, okay, is the shark bite capital of the United States. But don't panic if you're down there in that area, because there are not a lot of shark attacks. There are a few. Last year in the entire United States, there were 47 shark attacks, but Volusia County had 17 of the 47. Okay, Florida had 28 of the 47. So Florida and California, and that would make sense, you know, they're the two big coastlines. So it's the bull sharks. They're nasty, but they're not great whites. Great white, they'll kill you. Bull sharks, they nip you on the leg, but they go shallow, those bull sharks. You got to watch, especially if you're in Volusia County. So shark attacks around the world, not many. Okay, everybody's afraid of sharks because of Jaws. USA leads the league, 47, Australia 12, Brazil 3, New Zealand 3, South Africa 3. That's it. That's it. We don't have a lot of shark attacks, so enjoy the water. More chance of getting hit by lightning. But see, hit by lightning's not that bad because you're just walking along, bang, and you're dead. The shark, you like see the shark, it's biting you. So it's a lot of worse. All right, interesting this day in history. So in 1960, some black farmers in Tennessee were thrown off their land, evicted, because they registered to vote. It was a big story, 1960, Tennessee. And these poor farmers, just because they registered to vote, they got evicted from their land. So John F. Kennedy, 61 years ago today, held the first television press conference for a president. 61 years ago today. Roll the tape.
Does your administration plan to take any steps to solve the problem at Fayette County, Tennessee, where tenant farmers have been evicted from their homes because they voted last November and must now live in tents?
We are, the Congress, of course, enacted legislation which placed very clear responsibility on the executive branch to protect the right of voting. I supported that legislation. I am extremely interested in making sure that every American is given the right to cast his vote without prejudice to his rights as a citizen. And therefore, I can state that this administration will pursue the problem of providing that protection with all vigor.
All right, just like today, right? Biden wants to protect voter suppression, wants to root it out, I should say. Well, anyway, it took the Justice Department under Bobby Kennedy 2 years, 2 years to crack down on Tennessee for doing what they did in 1960. It wasn't until 1962, and that was bad and too slow. Okay, interesting this day in history. Quick break. We have a good mail segment, but an even better final thought that pertains to every single person watching and listening to me tonight. Right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and 2 children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Okay, let's go to the mail. Al, concierge member, we do encourage everybody to check that out on BillO'Reilly.com. It'll enhance your life. I seriously doubt Russia has much to fear from a NATO-American action if Putin invades the Ukraine. Listen, the stock market in Russia is almost off the cliff. And if there is an economic sanction, like you can't use dollars, Vlad, that economy goes down the drain completely, as I stated. William Stambaugh, Erie, Pennsylvania. Bill, love the no-spin news. Looking for a little help when it comes to understanding what's happening with Ukraine. Wonder if you could explain the false flag thing to a simple guy like myself. I don't know anything about a false flag thing. I will explain Ukraine in the Talking Points memo tomorrow in great detail. But there's no false flag thing as far as I can see. Ruth Brock, Jordan Valley, Israel. O'Reilly, I disagree with you on this one. McConnell's era in speaking and distinguishing between African Americans and Americans was not rhetorical. It was Freudian. It was what is actually in his heart and mind. Well, I guess you are his psychiatrist, Ruth. If you're not, how else would you know what's in his heart and mind? I mean, it's easy to brand people bigots, but it's not the right thing to do unless you're privy to him. Robert Breedis, Palm Desert, California. Who are the loons at the University of Washington and other universities who think they have the authority to use their power to censor certain words? Do they realize that public universities are for all, not just the woke crowd? No, of course not. Public universities, private universities are run by a board of directors. And the board of directors does what it wants to do. And most of them are far left. Most board of directors on colleges today are far left. It's not for the people. Elizabeth Antonelli, Oceanport, New Jersey, on the evening of January 24th. You made a statement, O'Reilly, about the stock market. You said you had something that if your stocks hit a certain point, you could walk away with your money. Yes. And that is called a stop. S-T-O-P. Okay. So say, Elizabeth, you have a $20,000 gain in the stock. You tell your broker, if it goes below a certain point, okay, if the stock falls below a certain point, you want to automatically sell so you lock in most of your gain. You protect most of the gain. You can't protect it all because you got to keep your stock about 10 or 15% down. Jim Marrero, Savannah, Tennessee. I didn't even know there was a Savannah, Tennessee. Bill, on your message today, you mentioned that America is a secular country. But if there is a higher percentage of Americans that are religious than not, how can we be a secular country? Because it's the way the country is run, not who believes what in the population. And we run this country, every state and the federal government, as a secular thing. We don't take in religious beliefs. Talking Points is back better than ever, according to Bob, who's a concierge member. Thank you, Bob. We're doing our best we can. Wayne, you're... thoughts on sports betting just goes to reinforce the old saying, the only real winner in a casino is the house. Absolutely. You cannot win voting, betting sports. You will eventually lose. All right, word of the day, do not be a mugwump. Real word. I know it was a political party, but it's a word. M-U-G-W-U-M-P. Mugwump. Right back with the final thought.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Okay, here is the final thought of the day. You know, we are human beings and therefore subject to a lot of bad things. So in my life, the good things and the bad things are about 50-50. Yeah. Fortunately for me, the good things overrode the bad things, but you got to be prepared for the bad things. Because in this life, it's always something. Roll the tape.
What do health clubs, sweat, and saunas have to do with cigarettes?
Well, Jen, it just goes to show you. It's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Either you smoke or you have a sweat ball hanging off your nose. It's just like the song we used to sing on Thanksgiving when I was a little girl. Everybody would come over to my house looking all pretty and cute and everything. And my mother would make a turkey with stuffing. And for dessert, we'd have the traditional banana Rosanna Dana cake.
It's always something. The late Gilda Radner, a genius. So when bad things roll in, what I do is step back. And if they're really bad, I mean, something I got to deal with. If not, I ignore it. But if it's something I have to deal with, I write it down on a piece of paper like this. Okay? This is what's happening. And then I can walk away for about an hour and I come back. And in that hour, I have some solutions that I write down as well. Problem solutions. You'd be surprised how quickly you can fix or mitigate bad stuff that happens to you if you do that discipline. If you take your time and use analytics, you are mine. Here's the problem. Here is the solution. Can't do it all the time, which is why you have me in the concierge membership program. You got a problem you can't solve, you got something beyond you, you let me know. And then I'll give you what I think is a solution for it. But most of them, 90% of them, you can figure it out. And it's worth it. It'll make you much happier. Thank you for watching the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.